Welcome to Founders Forge. I am Yvette Palomo, your congressional candidate for Florida's 11th District. Last week, we forged Alexander Hamilton's principle that a citizen's right to a jury trial is a security against corruption, a constitutional barrier forcing the government to face the people it governs. Today, we apply that same logic of oversight and restraint to the foundation of your independence, your property, your home. Before we talk about zoning maps and down payments, I want you to picture a 10-year-old boy in colonial Virginia. His father has just died. His inheritance isn't just land. It is also a room containing his uncle's library, over 1,500 books. In that silent room, George Mason taught himself law, history, and philosophy. He learned that a man's property was the source of his independence. Now picture the man he became, a widower, raising 9 children alone at Gunston Hall, the home he built on the Potomac. For Mason, property wasn't an asset on a ledger. It was the roof over his children's heads, the soil that fed them, the legacy he would leave. It was this lived understanding that property was the bedrock of a family's security and a man's independence that made him a fierce and essential voice when he was called to Philadelphia in the summer of 1787. There, as a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, Mason looked at the new framework for a nation and saw a fatal flaw. It had no Declaration of Rights, no explicit shield for a man's home, his livelihood, the things that protected his family. So he did what almost no one else dared. He refused to sign. He returned to Gunston Hall and waged a one-man war until the promise of a Bill of Rights was secured. And his fight then is our fight today. Mason's core principle was simple. Your property, the foundation of your life and liberty, cannot be commandeered by a distant power without your consent. His words from the Virginia Declaration of Rights, the direct precursor to our Bill of Rights, are not abstract. They are Father's promise, forged in loss and responsibility. Mason wrote, that all men cannot be taxed or deprived of their property for public uses without their own consent or that of their representative body. The distant power George Mason feared has a new name, the administrative state. HUD, the EPA, the FHFA. When an EPA Waters of the United States rule turns a dry ditch on your land into a federal wetland, forbidding you from building, that is a deprivation of property. When a HUD rule pressures your town to upzone your neighborhood against the will of its residents, that is a deprivation of property. When the FHFA sets a 20% down payment as a de facto national standard, pricing a generation out of a loan, that is a deprivation of property. This is not governance by consent. It is rule by decree. The aggressor is not a king, but a bureaucracy. The victim is the nurse, the firefighter, the senior, the family, saving every dime. Their method is not conquest, but a silent coup of delegation. Our representatives have surrendered their lawmaking power. They diagnose skyrocketing costs and offer a subsidy. This is their choice to manage your poverty, never to grant you the freedom to build your way out of it. This is the very essence of managerial surrender. George Mason gave us the cure, not a subsidy, but a restraint, a chain on power. The Strike Secure Protocol applies the cure. Our strike is the regulations from the Executive in Need of Scrutiny Act, the RAINS Act. This act is a modern restraint. It declares that any major rule from HUD, the EPA, or any agency, any edict that adds thousands to your home's cost or blocks you from building, must be sent back to Congress. Your representative must vote on it, on the record and be accountable to you for that vote. No more hidden deprivation. No more regulatory taxes for which you never voted. We strike the root of bureaucratic overreach with the RAINS Act. We reclaim your economic security by dismantling the cost. We restore your political security by returning to Mason's principle. No deprivation without the consent of your representative body. The choice before us is the same one Mason faced. Consent or coercion, surrender or strike. We choose to strike. For the full actionable battle plan on making housing affordable again, and to join the fight with your own evidence, read the War Room Dispatch at AmericanKitchenTable.com. Next week, we turn to a different kind of invasion, one that crosses our border, not with paperwork, but with poison. We will confront the fentanyl invasion. The method is the same, a failure of sovereignty. So the cure is the same, the reclamation of that sovereignty. I am Yvette Palomo, your congressional candidate for Florida's 11th District. Until next week at the Founders Forge, strike the root, secure the table.